Title: Amen Break Sourcing and Prep for DJ Friendly Sets Intermediate. Alright, today we're doing something that sounds simple, but is honestly one of the biggest level up moves in drum and bass and jungle. Building a DJ Friendly Amen Toolkit. Not just I have an Amen loop, I mean a set of Amen loops and variations that actually behave in a set or a session. They lock to the grid, they loop forever without drifting, they export clean, and they're labeled, so you can grab them instantly at 174 or whatever tempo you're playing. And we're staying stock in Ableton Live. No fancy restoration plugins required. First, quick definition. DJ friendly means predictable. Your loop starts exactly on the downbeat, ends exactly on the bar line, stays tight for 64 bars, and doesn't have random tails or silence that forces you to trim mid-mix. Predictable transients. Predictable phrasing. Clean exports. Step 0 is sourcing. This matters more than people want to admit. Get the highest quality Amen you can, ideally WAV or AV from an authorized pack or your own source. Avoid sketchy rips when possible, because once transients are smeared, slicing gets messy and you'll fight it the entire time. And here's a habit that will save you years. Rename the file immediately, something like amenoriginalsource.wav. Then make two folders, raw and processed. Raw is sacred. Processed is where you make your toolkit. Now bring it into Ableton. Set your project tempo first. For DNB, common targets are 170, 172, 174, 176. I'm going to choose 174 because it's a super common sweet spot and it makes a lot of classic phrasing feel right. Drag your MN onto an audio track. Click the clip, go down into clip view, and turn warp on. If Ableton detected some weird tempo, ignore the ego and fix it. You want a clean, intentional warp setup, not a close enough guess. If the first transient isn't lined up nicely, right-click on the first hit you want as the start and choose warp from here straight. For warp mode, choose beats. This is the standard for break prep because it keeps transients crisp. Set preserve to transients. Start with the beats envelope fairly low, somewhere around 0 to 15. If you crank that envelope, it can smooth or smear in a way that makes the break lose bite. Now do a quick DJ-style audition move, loop it and listen while toggling warp on and off. You're not just checking if it's correct, you're checking what warp is changing. Sometimes warp tightens things beautifully, sometimes it steals the groove. Your goal is predictable and punchy, not mathematically perfect at the cost of feel. Next, downbeat and bar length. This is where most almost slaps Amen edits die. Zoom in at the very start and find the true first transient you want to count as 1.1.1. Usually that's the first clear kick, but depending on the version, there might be a tiny pickup or a weird edit. You get to decide what the start is, but once you decide, make it bulletproof. Right-click right at that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then set your loop brace to a clean musical length. Most MNs are either one bar or two bars in the versions people use. Choose one bar or two bars and make it exact. Now consolidate. CMD or Ctrl-J. Consolidate is one of the most important steps in making DJ-ready tools, because it creates a new clip that starts exactly where you want, with no mystery offset. Checkpoint moment. Turn on the metronome and loop it for 8 to 16 bars. If it drifts, fix it now. If the snare isn't consistently landing where it feels right, your 1.1.1 is probably wrong, or you're overwarping. And let's talk overwarping for a second. Do not warp marker every transient just because you can see them. That's how you get flams, weird facey smearing, and that dead feel. Keep the big anchors tight. Kicks and snares close to the grid. Let ghost notes have a few milliseconds of looseness. That's the human feel. You want control without sterilizing it. Now gain staging and cleanup before slicing. Put a utility on the Amen track first. Adjust gain so your peaks are living around -6 to -3 dBFS. Not because that's a magical number, but because you want headroom for processing and consistent exports later. If the break is super wide and facey and you're aiming for club translation, pull width down a bit, maybe 80 to 100%. We'll do a Riedel mono check later, but it helps to not build on a broken stereo image. Next, add EQ8. High pass around 30 to 48C to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip somewhere around 250 to 458C by a couple dB with a medium Q. If it's harsh, try a small dip in that 3 to 6K zone. Keep it gentle. The Amen is supposed to have character. You're cleaning, not rewriting history. Optional but common. Drum bass. Use it like seasoning. Drive maybe 2 to 8%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. And be careful with boom. Often it's better off, because the Amen already has low-end energy and Boone can make it to one note. Noise handling. Ableton doesn't have a dedicated denoiser stock, so don't go crazy trying to gate out every bit of air. A light gate can reduce tail noise between hits, but if you hear it chopping unnaturally, back off. Clean source is still king. Now we build the DJ-friendly loop variants. This is where you stop being someone who has an Amen and become someone who has tools. Variant A. Main rolling Amen. Duplicate your consolidated clip. Keep it mostly intact. The whole point is that classic forward momentum. If one snare is jumping out too hard, go into the clip gain envelope and pull that hit down by 1 or 2 dB. Tiny moves. Think like a mix engineer, not like a surgeon. If you want a touch more swing, you can nudge a ghost hit a few milliseconds early or late. Not the main snare. Not the main kick. Ghosts only. And don't do it on every hit. One or two small nudges can make it feel alive without feeling messy. Variant B. Ghosted or controlled Amen. Duplicate again. This one is for layering under heavy bass lines, where you want the rhythm and texture without the break taking over the entire top end. Add auto filter. Low pass 12 is a good start. Cut off somewhere around 8 to 12kHz. Subtle envelope if you want movement, but keep it controlled. Then use drum bus transient shaping if needed. If the filtered version lost snap, push transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30. If it's too clicky, go negative. The goal is a mix-friendly loop that still reads clearly in a club. Variant C. One bar fill or turnaround. Duplicate your main again, but make it one bar if it isn't already. Now in the last quarter of that bar, create a moment. Two easy classic moves. Reverse a small slice for that suction effect, or stutter a 1/16 snare slice. Copy and paste inside the clip so it stays perfectly on grid. And then the secret weapon. Reverb throw. Put a reverb on a return track. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Low cut the reverb input around 400 to 800 Hz so it doesn't cloud the mix, and high cut somewhere around 6 to 10k so it doesn't hiss. Automate the send so only the fill hits get that reverb. That's how you get drama without washing the whole loop. Now, a huge intermediate step, slice to drum rack. Right-click your consolidated Amen clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Use a basic slicing preset, or even none if you want total control. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices. Open a pad and look at Simpler. Set it to one shot. Usually turn warp off inside Simpler for slices, because you want them to trigger clean and consistent. Turn snap on so your slice endings behave more tightly. Then set up choke groups. This is a pro workflow detail that makes everything cleaner. Put hats and short slices that shouldn't overlap into the same choke group so they cut each other off. That keeps your edits punchy, and avoids that messy too many tails on top of each other sound. If you want to make this rack reusable, build a macro layout. One macro for drum bus drive. One macro for a low pass cutoff on the whole rack. One macro for reverb send amount if you set up routing for it. And maybe a pitch macro if you want to tune certain slices. Checkpoint. Program a quick 2-bar MIDI clip and see if you can rebuild the groove. This is where you gain the power to make DJ edits, / B call and response loops, halftime illusion patterns, all without losing the Amen identity. Now we make it grid perfect in an arrangement sense, not just a looping sense. DJ friendly sets live and die by phrasing. Think in 8, 16, 32 bars. A classic structure looks like this. 16 bar intro with the ghosted filtered Amen, maybe some hats. Then a 16 bar build where you open the filter and bring in the main loop. Then a 32 bar drop with full Amen and bass line. Then maybe an 8 bar breakdown where you pull the kick or simplify. And a 1-bar fill into the next phrase. Here's a coach note. Add anchors. Put something consistent on bar 1 of a phrase, like a crash or a ride, and put a predictable fill on bar 16. Those anchors make it easier to mix and easier to perform. Even you, 2 weeks from now, will thank you. Also, build a DJ mix intro that can mix over anything. Filter the lows so you don't fight the outgoing track's kick and sub. Keep transients crisp so the groove still communicates in a loud room. Before export, do your mono check early. Put a utility at the end and hit mono. If the snare loses crack or hats vanish, you've got width or phase issues. Reduce width, or do a more advanced move. Keep lows more centered and allow width mostly in the high band. Club systems can be unforgiving. Now export properly, because this is where DJ friendly becomes real. In arrangement view, select exactly the region you want. 1 bar, 2 bars, 16 bars. Exact bar boundaries. No extra silence at the start. No accidental tail if it's supposed to be loop perfect. Export audio. Render either the master or your Amen group. 44.1K or 48K. Match your project. 24-bit. Dither off unless you're going to 16-bit. Normalize off. Keep your gain staging consistent. Tail management is a choice. If there's reverb or delay and you want it loop perfect, print it dry. If you want the tail as a special DJ tool, export a second version with tail and label it clearly. Use naming that makes you fast. Amen main 174 2-bar. Amen ghost 174 2-bar. Amen fill 174 1-bar. You're building a toolkit you can trust under pressure. Quick pre-flight checklist before you render anything. Dart is exactly on 1.1.1. No tiny leading air. Loop ends exactly on the bar boundary. No limiter clipping on the master. Tails are either fully removed or intentionally exported as tail versions. And every loop should re-trigger seamlessly for 64 bars. Test it. Actually loop it and listen. Now, a couple advanced variations to push your set toolkit into pro territory. 1. A slash B call and response loops. Make 2 2-bar versions. I is the original vibe. B has one extra kick, or one hat removed, or a small snare flam. Alternate A and B every 2 bars and suddenly you've got movement without adding new sounds. 2. Halftime illusion. Keep the break at full speed, but reprogram slices so the main snare accents imply halftime, like a snare on 3 feel. Perfect for breakdowns without touching BP them. 3. Tight kick. Loose top split. Duplicate the Amen. On one track, focus on kick and low mid punch and keep it more rigid to the grid. On the other, focus on hats and ghosts and warpless, keeping natural swing. Blend them. You get grid stability plus human energy. And if you want heavier sound design, but still DJ safe, do parallel crunch on a return, saturator with soft clip on, drive 4 to 8 dB, then EQ after it high passed around 150 to 250 Hz so you don't destroy the low end. Send just a little, like 5 to 20%. Aggression, but controlled. Practice exercise for today, 20 to 30 minutes. Warp and consolidate one clean Amen at 174. Create 3 exports, main, ghost, and fill. This audio version is shortened for playback.